Listening to that story, you could almost imagine it as a sort of a justification for the Protestant work ethic, couldn't you? That, you know, God rewards those who work hard and those who make a profit. You could read it that way, perhaps, if you didn't know Jesus. If you didn't know the sort of things he was talking about all the time, if you didn't understand what the gospel's about, you could read it that way. But what if the talent is grace? What if we think of it not as some master apportioning stuff according to a person's financial ability, but according to their capacity to receive? What if it's the choice of the servant, in a way, how much they get to look after? Do you remember another story Jesus told about, I think I've referred to this a couple of times this year, so you'll forgive me. Two men up on a rooftop. One's so sure of his righteousness that he doesn't need to ask for grace because he knows he's done it all right. And there's another man up there on the rooftop. He's down on his knees before God. He's beating his chest in remorse at something he's done. And he's saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Pour your grace on me, Lord, I need it. And Jesus said, that's the one who went away justified. He told another story, didn't he? Well, he didn't tell the story, but his disciples told the story of the woman who came into this place where Jesus is being received in a posh sort of a reception. And she pours ointment on him and she cries and anoints his feet and cries over them and then wipes them dry with her hair. And everybody's saying, ah, what's going on here? What kind of a woman, you know, if he knew? And Jesus says, the one who's forgiven much loves much. I wonder if you live with a deep, profound sense of God's forgiveness and love and grace upon you. I wonder if you live with that sense so profoundly that it shapes and molds what you think and feel and do day by day, so that you can't help but act with that same grace towards the people around you, multiplying the talents time upon time upon time and time that God has given to you, pouring it out on others and seeing it grow and grow and grow 5, 10, 15, 100 fold. When St. Paul was writing to the church in Ephesus, he gets a bit effusive. He writes, oh, the grace, the riches of his grace that he's lavished upon us. And then he says, you've been saved by grace. And then he says it again, you've been saved by grace. And he says it again, you've been saved by grace. And then he says, for this reason, I'm a prisoner of Christ. For this reason, I bow the knee before the Father. St. Paul, overwhelmed by the gift that's been poured out upon him, just can't help living his life in a world that is saturated by grace. I think that's what lies at the heart of that line in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's not a conditional thing. You're not going to get forgiven unless you forgive. It's more like Wow. Enveloping your existence. So you can't help but live that way and feel that way and pour it out on the people around you. Because that's the reality you know. That is the first reality you know. That is the overwhelming reality of who you are. Your love for your world, your love for people around you, your love here isn't about doing moral good things because we know that we are supposed to be good moral people. It's about a response that comes out of the overwhelming sense of the amazing gift that surrounds us all the time, that sits at the absolute center, heart, and boundaries of this gospel that we are here worshiping God for. And when the slaves come back to their master, with those first two slaves coming back with all the talents that have multiplied and multiplied and multiplied, I think it's not so much the image of the cold calculating tally room as it is maybe the way you might feel when you tear into your spouse and say, look at the beans that we've harvested together. Isn't this wonderful? I've been given this. Look what's come back. Whoopee-doo. Is it loud for a minister to say that? Will you look at this? We have received grace upon grace upon grace. That is what our faith is. God, by God's grace, might it grow and grow and grow and grow in you and touch everyone you see so that what you've been given will come back multiplied time and time and time again and touch and bless the people whose lives God puts you into connection with, like it will here. So that God can say, as he says to the two slaves, well done, good and faithful servant. The other slave didn't count his gift as worth very much. He buried it in the ground. He said, it's mine. And that's what separated him out from the others. Let us pray. Father, in wonder and praise, we come with gratitude for the grace you've given to us through your Son. Accept our thanks, we ask, for every time we see this grace unfold again and again and again in our lives, we are reminded yet again that you are with us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.